Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series, brought to you by My Cost Segregation. Today we cover the law that started it all for bonus depreciation. It is the Job Creation and Worker Assistance Act of 2002. Congress signed it on March 9, 2002. And it changed how businesses think about depreciation forever. Let me give you the background first. Before this law, when you bought equipment or placed certain short life assets in service, you depreciated them over their class life. 5 years, 7 years, 15 years. You spread the deduction out year by year. That is still how the basic system works. But bonus depreciation is different. Bonus lets you write off a big chunk of an asset's cost in the very first year, on top of the regular depreciation. The year 2002 law created Section 160IK of the tax code. That is the section that governs bonus depreciation to this day. The law established the first bonus right, 30%, for qualified property that had its original use begin after September 10, 2001, and was placed in service before January 1, 2005, you can deduct 30% of its costs in year one. Why September 10, 2001? Because Congress tied this to the aftermath of the September 11th attacks. The economy had taken a hit. Congress wanted to encourage business investment. Bonus depreciation was the tool. Spend money, place property in service, and get a bigger deduction right away. That puts cash back in your hands faster. Now here is why this matters for cost segregation studies. A cost segregation study breaks a building into its components. The building itself depreciates over 39 years, but components like special wiring, plumbing connections, flooring, and site improvements can qualify for 5-year, 7-year, and 15-year lives. Once those components are reclassified, they are eligible for whatever bonus rate is in effect when they are placed in service. Before Section 168K, bonus depreciation did not exist in the modern tax code. A cost segregation study still made sense because faster regular depreciation beats slower regular depreciation. But the first year benefit was limited to the regular depreciation percentages. When the 2002 law created 30% bonus, it multiplied the value of a study. Now those reclassified 5-year and 7-year components did not just depreciate faster over time. They got an extra 30% deduction in year one, right off the top. The rest of the basis continued on the normal schedule. That may sound like a modest benefit compared to later laws that went to 50% and then to 100%, but at the time, it was a major change. It established the framework. It created Section 168K. It set the rules for what counts as qualified property. And it opened the door to all the bonus increases that followed. Every time you hear about bonus depreciation today, whether 50% or 100% or the current phase-down rates, you are hearing about a system that traces back to this law. The 2002 Act is the foundation. Every law that came after it either raised the rate, extended the window, or modified the rules. But they all built on Section 168K. For a business that placed property in service in 2002 through 2004, the 30% bonus was available. For properties placed in service after May 5, 2003, the rate jumped to 50% under a law passed that year. We will cover that in a separate episode. But this 2002 Act is where the whole story begins. If you have a cost segregation study for a property placed in service in those early years, this is the law that gave it its bonus power. And if you have a study for property placed in service more recently, this is the law that started the chain that led to the bonus rates you benefited from. That is the Job Creation and Worker Assistance Act of 2002. The law that created Section 168K introduced the first bonus depreciation rate and built the platform that cost segregation studies have stood on ever since. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how the bonus depreciation history connects to your own property, check the authority library included in your report.